Should we start or wait for them to get back?
Should we start? Hey, hey. It's Tony Hawk. Dude.
This dude.
My neck is killing me.
Okay. Now that is a bridge too far. Welcome. Here we go.
And I'm not Tony Hawk.
Hey, what's up? It's Tony, and I am doing a performance, a talk, collaborative talk with Rodney Mullen in New York on April 4th, coming up real soon. There's still tickets available, and then we're going to Austin April 7th at Austin City Limits Live. I have been talking to Rodney for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, and we have something really cool in store, and I'm very excited about it. We're excited to share it with you. Come see us. I promise it'll be worth it. Tickets are available right now. Go. See you there.
Appreciate it.
I did. My neck hurts.
I heard you slammed.
Because I slammed in the exact same spot that you slammed in, sliding out. Because
there's a little slick spot.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I showed the video.
We're both.
To some experts.
We're both.
Elastic.
Excellent skateboarders, high level, and I slipped out of nowhere, got knocked out.
I know why I got slid up. But.
And then you, because it's, I did it and I'm like, yeah, well, you suck. You do it. That means the ramp is slippery.
I did it because
means that I don't suck. It goes back to making me good.
I did it because I was way ahead of myself in the line, and I was already.
So you're blaming yourself?
Yeah, of course it's my fault. I mean, the ramp is slippery. What do you think? Is the ramp some more slippery?
I ate shit doing the exact same thing like a week ago. So.
Oh, yes!
There we go.
God, that feels so good.
I'm validated. Thank you.
Oh, that feels so. You have no idea what you just did for my life, know. Dude.
Tom, welcome to the show. You made us really feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, seriously,
when we eat fault. Shit.
It's like Goodwill Hunting. He just basically said, it's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
Seriously.
It's not your fault.
I would cry and hug your ass right now, dude. I seriously thought it was my fault.
Wait, what were you doing when you slid up?
I was setting up to go over the channel and I just like,
very old
don't do it to yourself. Yeah.
It was just like moving my feet on the flat and I just did it like too quick. And then
you went like front side slide out.
No, like
wash out or
shoulder, like just whiplash straight to the back.
Not it's fun. Very slick there.
It's pretty slick.
It's
that
mysterious.
Middle.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
yeah. Are you going to hit? There you might make it out. You might not.
People disappear there.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost disappeared.
One time I crossed over it, and then the next thing you know, I was in another dimension.
Go through the channel.
People were asking me, why am I here? And I was like, I don't know. Why are you here?
Oh, that was one of those people.
Yeah. Yeah. And for some weird reason, every time I wake up from being unconscious, Tony Hawk is there asking
standing
me
over.
Where I am and why I'm here. And then I usually know when he's asking me that, something bad happened. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Tom, what's happening?
Not much.
What do you mean not much?
Not much.
You mean like right now because you're on this show? Or do you mean because you've been everywhere? You've been like traveling the world, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of traveling. But I'm finally home for a little bit, which is nice.
How long have you been back?
Not long. Like 2 weeks is a pretty long time now.
Because usually you're just on the road.
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling.
When we went to Oz.
You were there ripping, by the way.
He was there skating everything as if everything is a vert ramp.
With no pads in
no
that
pads.
Bowl.
But then like, he just stayed.
I've skated that bowl.
He just stayed behind.
Yeah, because they would have loved you and hoisted you around the country.
Australia's great.
Yeah,
I'd
but the way
there.
You skate, I'm sure Australia was like, we need to keep him.
Well, I stayed longer for the Belco Bowl Jam thing.
The Belco Bowl Jam?
Yeah.
It sounds so Australian.
It was. It's the most Australian
thing. I take it it's Belco's Bowl?
I don't know if there's someone named Belco.
Oh,
no, that's the name of the city, I think.
Something really?
Like yeah.
I was going to say.
I don't know. Is the city called Belco or is it called Bell?
It's called Belconan or something like that.
Okay, so because you got to change it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a nickname.
Belco, mate.
Yeah.
The Belco ball.
How'd you do at the Belco ball?
It was fun.
Did
it's
you
It's like
win?
A little, I did. I did win.
You won the Belco bowl.
I did. Somehow.
Did they say you're a sick?
They did. Yeah. They did say that.
You can bleep that. But that's in my country, we don't bleep that.
No. That's the first thing I say when I get there.
That's
great.
You got her. Was Jake Brown there?
Jake Brown was there.
The legend himself.
Jake Brown was there.
Skating or just walking around being a badass?
Just walking around being a badass.
Yeah. At this point, I think it's fair.
Yeah, for sure.
He's done enough.
I'm looking forward
to it. Is it really that necessary?
He gets the Just for Showing Up award like they give in Tampa. They give in Tampa every year. They give a Just for Showing Up award.
Oh, really?
I won it 1 year.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. I got asked to be the announcer this year for the Vert contest, and I can't because I'm doing stand-up. And they were like, we want you here, man. You're the best announcer there is except for Dave Duncan.
So that means Dave like, said no.
That was high praise.
That's high praise, yeah.
I was like, thank you very much. I really want to go. But I
wonder how, if there, I know Dave does do stuff, but when.
Dave does everything.
But all the Vert stuff now?
Yeah. I mean, he still can.
He still can. He's amazing. I just wonder, what his version of the tricks are. That's what I'm more.
Oh, I'll tell you what that is.
What is his translation?
What the translation is. Yeah.
That works.
As soon as it goes that past 180 and boards flip with back foot or something that, it's just
he knows all the Vert tricks.
He does
from
know.
The 80s and everything. But I just mean like now, I half the time, I don't know what to call things. Like you did that. You did nollie backside 360.
Yeah.
And like, I so bad want to say it's a switch front cab, but.
I mean, it could be either one.
Whatever.
Whatever Dave calls it.
Because the way he does
what it is.
Yeah, but it's still what it is and you know it.
I know, but.
Stop confusing yourself.
By the way, the word I got, Tom, skating for Birdhouse now. So excited.
Yeah.
And the word I got was like, Tom's got to focus on Olympic stuff. So, you know, no Vert for now, which I'm not pushing, but I just was told that. And then the next day I get a clip of him doing nollie backside 360 over the gap. And I'm like, isn't that the dude that can't skate Vert right now?
Does that mean you're going to do that in the park?
I wish if the ramps are like the walls were big enough in the park, but they're all.
So it does make a difference even for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it does seem like some of the park stuff that you do, I'm like, how can you do that in there?
Well, when I was like younger, scaled down to that size of like the parks felt like a vert ramp, but now I skate them and it feels like a mini ramp kind of.
I swear you were 3 feet tall and then you're 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I grew like.
In an instant.
So were you. You did the same thing. You were a flying mushroom. And then all of a sudden, freaking.
Yeah, but I don't know. But in our generation, you couldn't outgrow the small stuff because it was all small.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
But he was able, I mean, and with good reason, he was like, oh, now I can skate this big stuff. And now I can skate it bigger than anyone.
Yeah.
I think I grew like 13 inches when I was 17 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. It was painful.
It hurt.
Yeah.
Good. I don't feel bad for you at all.
Were there any advantages though that you found?
Kinda.
Immediately?
Like at that time I was skating the Combi Bowl a lot.
Yeah.
And before it felt like huge and scary. And then a year later it felt normal.
Oh, I see.
So it kind of everything got a little smaller.
Take us back. You started skating, you were living in LA.
Yeah, I grew up in Malibu, up in LA.
And you had, was it your ramp or you had access to a ramp?
I had a ramp in our backyard, but nobody within 20 miles of there skated really. So it was just me and like a couple of people that I grew up skating with. My brother used to skate. He got me into it. And then, we had the ramp, but no one was around.
What drew you to Vert?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm trying to remember how I first, pretty much everyone that's skating right now on the ramp. But my brother skated street, so I'm actually really surprised that I never got into that.
Uh-huh.
I think I just kind of always somehow, it must have been like a video that I had.
Maybe like your first knee slide, the skies parted. Like, oh, this is it.
You know, somebody,
this is how you fall.
Somebody commented on X yesterday, just so you guys know, when you do the podcast, it sounds like there's something like a skateboard sound in the background every now and then. And I was like, yeah. Because we're at the ramp.
McCullen said we should do a Goodfellas walkthrough where we're skating and then just show us come through the channel into here. Because we are literally 40 feet from the ramp.
You should do that. I'm not doing it.
Right now, Jimmy Wilkins, Colin McKay, Lincoln Ueda, who doesn't miss a beat.
Nope.
Bucky
Lassick. Yeah, that's right now.
Like, I was
that's
just on there.
That's just a microcosm. He was
Jason
there.
Was ripping.
Thank you. You hear that, kids? Ripping.
Cristiano?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cristiano learned.
I helped him.
Did he learn Madonna just now?
No, he just.
Okay. Because it looked like you taught him how to do it.
What? Yeah, no. Well, I taught him to redo it. Okay. Okay, maybe he hasn't done it.
Relearn it.
But he needed to make it, and I was getting it.
You claim it. You taught him how to do it.
I did. You're welcome. I give lessons. DM me if you want to learn how to do Madonna's. I will help you too, kids. Just know that it's tough, love. My coaching is tough.
I need help with Madonna's. I don't know if I've ever. I don't think I've ever done one.
Sorry. Really?
Yeah.
I'm not letting you have it.
Yeah, right.
We're going to have one thing over on you.
Yeah.
I skipped like every trick to tail is not in my wheelhouse. I can't do it.
No body jars.
I've seen you body jars.
Like that high above the coping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What, really bad ones.
Well, take it from us. They're dangerous.
I know. Yeah. I've seen a lot of slams on body jars.
Yeah.
I think that kind of deterred me from.
Yeah, but if you did it for like 15 minutes, it would be yours, just like everything else you do.
I don't know.
Okay, so take us back. You're skating this private vert ramp alone.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Most of the time alone.
How are you getting motivated to? I mean, I saw, you know, you were the original little spinner kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. A lot of spinning in my childhood.
That's okay.
No, it is okay.
I'm all for it.
It was a lot of skating. Actually, Lizzie Armanto, I skated with her a lot. She lived in like Santa Monica. There was a couple other people from Santa Monica that would come up to skate our ramp sometimes. But most of the time it was just me and my dad just skating the ramp.
Wait, your dad was skating?
No, my dad was not skating. I should have said that differently. But he was there watching. You
but
know,
that helps though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like skating completely by yourself?
For sure.
Didn't I skate the NCSY with your dad?
Like he skated?
I thought so.
No.
Doesn't sound like
no.
it.
No. My dad, we were at the indoor vans. He tried to drop in on like there's like a 2 foot or 3 foot mini ramp in the back and he broke his ankle.
Yeah. Because you can do that.
That was.
Oh, wait. Maybe it was Justin's dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He skates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad skates. But no, that was the start and the end of my dad's.
He broke his ankle?
Yeah. His like back foot slipped off.
Oh, yeah.
And it just stuck and it, yeah, no.
He did the end of it. What's the skater girls?
Almost Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I almost.
Really?
It could have been.
I taught Avril Lavigne to drop in our mini ramp and it almost went south.
It could have been front page news. Horrific.
She would have had to change the song.
Like, you know, when you
fall. It would have been your dad. It would have been your dad.
Yeah.
She did the same slam, but.
She got away with it.
She got lucky bones and tendons and was like, whoa, that was crazy. Like when I saw the video, I was like, how are you? Because that's usually the one where you are down. Your foot's pointing the other way. It's bad.
Did your dad surf?
Yeah, he grew up surfing a lot. And I don't know if that translated into me skating somehow, but.
Can you surf?
No, I suck at surfing.
Me too.
Yeah, that was never
What's up with that?
I don't know. People think that skating and surfing.
Time. You guys say it as if it's some skill you just inherit.
I think it is.
Yeah, thank you.
I swear, yeah.
Yeah.
It takes so long to figure out.
It makes no sense.
One, how to stand up. Two, how to read a wave. Oh, three had to go down the line. There's just so many elements to it. It's like the steepest learning curve.
Maybe it's because I can't read.
But you guys, I've seen you both ride waves. I've ridden wave pools with both of you.
Yeah, but
I've seen you both ride waves.
Yeah, I get very frustrated when I go surfing, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because it's like they change all the time, and then one
comes up.
It's not
the same.
You don't paddle, like, I can't get on it. And then I'm like, oh, man, and now I'm in the.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's giant sea creatures that eat people.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, that part's not sick. There's no sharks at the vert ramp.
Right. Imagine if you fell on the vert ramp and then a giant monster ate your leg. Like, what a tough day at the office. You know?
I'm not skating that vert ramp.
There's too many giant monsters.
Flat bottom creatures.
Yeah. It could be encouraging though. You know, they probably never fall.
Right.
Yeah. They'd still try to get you.
Have they ever attacked a person? Because I know in a movie they did, but
they have attacked. There was a
surfer surfing.
Yes. There is a video of a shark. Now. Damn it. See,
yeah, McCone.
Another thing
McCone can do it. This is a surf attack. That's McCone's
area. Hesitate to tell stories because I know.
Someone's going
to
pull it up.
I'm going to have to go. Most likely. McCone kills it, but most likely if it's something specific to skating, I'm going to have to go dig for that clip.
Deep in the archives.
Yeah. Like next week, I'm going to be listening to the show like, oh, here we go. Where is that stupid trick that I saw sometime in the last 10 years? And I have seen two sharks attack a dude on a wave, like jump at him.
Two.
Yeah,
that guy's a legend. Why isn't he on the show?
Yeah,
is he alive?
Yeah, they missed. They hit each other. Way. I think they didn't even know they were both going for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Or, dude, I don't
that
know.
That guy is. The
I might
coolest
I might
guy.
Have the exact details of
it. Nobody's cooler than this guy.
Well, one someone got attacked at a South Africa event, like actual shark, and he was filmed punching it in his heat.
Although that's
he's waiting for wait.
That's a pro surf. That's Australian guy.
Mick Fanning, right?
Mick Fanning. Yeah.
We fight sharks. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Don't.
If there's any sharks watching, come at me.
Is this it? No, there's one where one was. Oh my god,
yeah, that's it. Dude, that is worse.
Yeah, I'm good on all that.
Dude, and he lived as well. I so want to be him. Not
just for that one moment.
I want to be the guy that's like on video, a giant shark attacks me, but I go, whoa, bro, that was close. You know what I mean? Not, I've got no arms.
Well, I mean, we talked to poopies who landed in a pool of sharks.
They were little.
Anyway.
It would that be.
All right, Tom. So you're skating vert. What inspires you to even learn tricks? Like I know the plight of the solo vert skater, but when you're young and you're trying to get motivated, I wonder how that.
It was a lot of just watching videos and just kind of seeing tricks that I thought I could maybe try. And then, I don't know, just going out there and trying the same thing for hours and hours.
Okay. You learned 720s when you were 10 or something.
Yeah. I think I was like 10.
I hate you.
Something like
that. And now it's crazy when you talk about it because that was, I don't know how old you are right now, but that was, how old are you now?
24.
Okay. So old. That was 14 years ago. Nowadays, there is this whole generation coming up that of young ramp skaters, they're learning fives and sevens at a very early age, but you were truly an anomaly. Like no one was even skating vert then, hardly, right?
Yeah, it was hard to find other people that skated vert. If I was skating vert with other people, they were twice or three times my age. Right. That was it. I was the only kid. Well, I mean, there was other kids for sure. But like in where I lived, it was kind of just me.
But does that get you fully juiced now because you've put in all these years skating by yourself and now you're in the vert world, one of the champs, and it's thriving and there's like a bunch of us and we're all, I mean, we have this ramp.
It's pretty sick. Vert's like, it's making a comeback.
Right? Because I feel like I've been in a few eras of vert skating, and this one is, I mean, maybe it's because I don't care about being good anymore, so that bit's gone. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Like everybody's, there's like old, you know what I mean? There's 10-year-olds and there's 50-year-olds. And
it's pretty sick right now.
Everybody's nice and encouraging. There's no like, I never get bullied or my board never gets thrown in the trash can.
That happened to me to get out of here. All the time.
It did?
Yeah. All the time. I think I'm like the last kind of
You generation. Were the last one to get bullied
I
for
think
it.
So, I swear. People would like zip tie my board to like poles before.
Did you?
What?
Yeah.
Did you have? Sorry to laugh, but
no,
we all lived through it.
Yeah. Very funny.
Did you have rails on your board?
No, I never had rails.
Because that was the kiss of death in the 90s. It was just like, are you serious?
You have
rails on your board?
I remember I was on Element back in the day and Stevie Williams was on Element way back. And Stevie called the manager, the owner of Element, and he was on the phone with him and he goes, hey, Ellis, you like this? Stevie just asked, what are those plastic things that people put on their board? And he had to explain what rail. He had no idea what they were and why anybody would put them on there.
I tried it once and I immediately did not like it. Just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just had to, it's a long story of why we use rails, but there are various,
it makes
various
sense.
Reasons.
Boards are better now. It's,
yeah.
I was trying to
I think
nice.
So.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're better shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always had fat kid problems. You know what I mean? Because boards, when I got real good, then street skating got real big and boards got real small. And then when I was pro, people would give me boards where the tail would flex out.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I'd have to ask. I guess I just realized I was very fortunate. I was pro and I'd be like, hey, can you make these boards thicker? And I don't think if I wasn't me, that would have been like, no, you know what I mean? But they were like, yeah, like Paul Schmidt was like, I can make you a reinforced board.
Reinforced.
It was
board.
Seriously. Cause there was a time when I was on Element where,
and it screws up your timing too. On the snap.
Oh, if it flexes.
Flexing. Yeah.
I would put my foot, I would move my back foot towards the bolts when I would start to go overhead high because my tail
otherwise
would just flex out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'd do the whip out thing on the way up the wall. And little wheels. It was cool because you could do like pointer grinds or whatever. But when it, like, I was never good at that. I wanted to go high. And it was like,
what's a pointer grind?
What is it? What do you
salad?
Oh,
no, what
pointer grind?
No, like a K grind, nose grind where you angle it.
A crook?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Yeah, a crook.
A crooked grind.
Yeah.
What did I call it?
a pointer
peg
gun?
A pointer?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I got knocked out the other day, man.
I thought that was something.
In my defense, I feel like a pointer sounds more like a salad grind to me.
Yeah, but I own salad grinds, and they're called salad grinds.
Ooh.
It's one.
I won't argue that one. I've never done a salad grind, so.
I don't like pushing it out.
Can you do one?
Kinda.
They're
pretty terrible. I do front feebles, and they end up looking like salad grinds because I just barely tap my rail.
That's what I do too.
That's pretty cool though. I can't do front feeble. See, I can't do feeble.
I mean, if you saw it, you'd be like
do a front feeble.
I disagree.
Okay, you could do
but
what?
I would try. I believe,
if you could do, yeah,
yes,
if you could do a salad.
I would try. If, like you guys have,
yeah, because and all you'd have to do is drop it a little bit, and you could lock into it.
It's like a lazier salad.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah,
I feel like what you're talking.
Get patted up, bro. Let's go. We're going to figure this one out. We're going to cut this thing short.
You know what? I'm just going to
front feebles. Okay. It is fun talking to Tom because he can do every trick.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
You got way better recently, though. Dude. Like, you've always been good, but recently, like, because I would have said, you know, you're in the top five, but the last 6 months or a year, I don't know, because I don't know time, but. You're a whole nother level of vert skater, dude. Agreed. Like you've changed the way we all do it. Like it's like the tricks. Yeah. Everyone's progressing, but to do a frontside blunt slide and then to go 8 feet on the other side, I'm a vert dude. And I don't understand how you do that. Like, where did you get the speed out of it's supernatural, man. It's amazing. It really is.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed by it. It freaks me out. It also makes me happy because, you know, it's like Jimmy Wilkins makes me happy because the way he does tricks. I'm like, yes, man. Like skateboarding deserves respect. Like do skateboarding in a way where I love to watch it. I don't even have to do it. I just want to watch you do it, and I'm happy that I'm alive to see you do it. And you do tricks where I go, yeah, man. Like, why wouldn't we? Why haven't we done this before?
Because they're impossibly hard.
Until you existed, it did seem
impossible. Yeah, there were tricks that he does where we would have just gone up as a funny attempt to make people laugh. Funny. Like, can you imagine this?
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell. Like, the frontside blunt, you do them so much now that they've changed. Like, when you pop off, like 6 inches higher than you used to.
I think that's just from, I think all the park skating that I did for a while, I mean, I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of like changed the way I skated vert because I like think about it more. When I was a kid, I skated vert and it was just airs all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never really did any lip tricks. And then now I'm kind of.
Lip tricks are the way to get speed in park, kind of.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like a lip trick's like a setup wall, more or less. So I think.
Because airs are so dicey, you're probably going to land low.
Yeah, because you're doing a 6 foot air on like a 9 foot quarter pipe. It just doesn't work.
Do you think that has something to do with it? That you can get speed in park from lip tricks and you do it so much that you figured out how to get another gear on the vert ramp?
Maybe. That kind of makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Cause you find extra speed in whatever line it is you do before you blast into something, and you do it so much that now when you do a frontside blunt on the vert ramp, you land with another gear.
I think that adds up.
I might have just figured you out, dude.
I think so.
and then you're also like you're liberated because you're not on a small transition. So it's like, oh, I can use the speed.
You can actually go somewhere with it. Yeah, it's very nice.
That makes sense.
Because you're going really fast in a park, you're just like holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
They're easy to like, if there's not a big wall or something to use your speed with, you're kind of just like screwed.
You're looking at a wall.
Yeah. Or it's just like either a 6 foot, I don't know.
I want to get into that because you live in a unique space because you are one of the best park skaters and arguably one of the best, if not the best vert skater. And no one really does both like that. Tate
definitely does.
Tate's got both for sure. But it seems like you've leveled up in vert so much that it seems like it is hindered what you can do in park.
It kind of has, honestly, because I try and.
But you're still trying to do that because Olympics and competitions and things like that.
Yeah.
Like that seems like such a paradox.
I'll like learn something in vert, and then I'm like, oh, I could probably do that in a park run somehow. And then it just like doesn't really work the way I think it does. So then I kind of have to like, I don't want to say like dumb down the tricks that I do in a park contest.
No, you can say that. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll say it for you.
I kind of do though.
Yeah. You have to be conservative with the tricks and with the techniques. Cause that's all that's possible there.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It just seems like it's a tough position to be in, because I know that sometimes you will solely focus on park skating to try to get in that mode, because there's all the competitions, you got to get the points, you got to qualify and whatever else. And then you'll break out for a day, skate a big ramp, and everything resets.
Kind of. I mean, like as soon as I get home from a trip, this is the first thing I come skate is this ramp. Like I don't go skate a park, and I don't know if that helps or makes it worse, but this is like what I want to be skating.
Does it feel like when you're skating park, that's more work?
Yeah, it definitely does. Cause I learned like, it's so much easier for me to learn something on vert than if I were to try and start and learn it in a park.
Right.
And then bring it to vert, it'd be way harder.
Huh.
But I don't know. Cause there's things you can learn on a vert ramp that just like don't really work on a smaller
like concrete.
What? There's a couple people that do like kickflip fives in a park contest, but it's 10 times harder to do it.
Is this
there.
A body barrier one or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think anyone's doing the non body barrier ones.
It's just what they call it. Huh? It's a kickflip five. It's just body barrier.
That's just what I'm abbreviating. But yeah, kickflip body barrel five.
Because no one does kickflip McTwist. Is that what you would
not
call
since,
it?
Not since Danny Mayer.
Well, unless you're catching it there. I mean, most people do kickflip melon fives.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Mitchie, the preferred grab.
Oh.
Not for me.
Yeah,
not for me either. Else. I don't like that one.
Yeah, well,
he does a tail grab, so he's
kickflip tail grab five.
Yeah,
you did.
I did one,
dude.
What the I know that's what I'm talking about. Can you imagine reaching back? Like, I wonder if my skateboard's anywhere near this hand.
Dude, that's
hey, I caught it.
Yeah,
not on the tail.
Man, I used to be so proud of myself that I could keep flipping grab mute. Like that it would land in my hand. I never made one, but I thought it was so tricky because I would catch it.
I think like I would do kickflip tail mall grab. That's how I would probably
like catch a truck.
I'm just saying that's the only way that I would be reaching for it. Yeah. And then I catch the truck and be like, well, I got it. I'm not making it. I'm just,
that could be a new trick projecting. Though.
That would, for you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You could invent a new trick.
Yeah.
That's enough. I don't really know if there's many tricks left to get invented. I feel like it's kind of big.
I've seen you do a couple recently, so there are.
Yeah, but nothing's like getting new names, you know, like.
Yeah, I tried to do a couple names recently.
It just doesn't stick anymore.
There's this obscure trick. No one is ever going to do it. It's not even because they're harder. They're just, people are like, nah, that just looks like a hassle.
Yeah, we should bring back naming tricks, though.
I did. I mean, I named one after my wife. I named one after, Madonna version is the Madge, because that's her nickname.
Yeah, but you keep it all. You're not like, you're not loud like me, you know? Like, you're like, yeah, man, I did it, whatever. Like, you didn't post it.
No one is trying Madonna to Sugarcane or Switchcrook to Fakie. No one's trying it. And I don't think they're not trying it because of the difficulty. I think it's just not.
I think if I did it, everybody would know the name of it.
All right. Well, I'll teach you that too.
I don't want to do
you. Got to come up with something new. Yeah.
I got a trick.
Do that backside then.
Some salad.
Champagne.
Backside tail slide. I was going to call it the gay slide, but now I've changed my mind about that name.
Okay.
You know, I just might call it the Ellis slide or something. Okay. Yeah. Leave those guys alone.
Cab tail grab to backside tail slide.
No.
Cab nose grab.
Fast plant backside tail slide.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
there you go.
Yeah. Because I can do fast plant body jar. And then I did invent a trick in the 90s. Maybe early 2000, I can't remember, but I did fast plant tail tap and I called it the Cholito because you could get Cholitos.
He did one for the show.
Did one recently.
Fast plant tail tap?
Say how you did it?
What do you mean?
Because I'm good?
We made an alteration.
Did we?
No, you did it.
Oh, you're going to tell about the grippy bit? Why are you going to tell about the grippy bit?
I don't know, because that was cool.
He put some grip tape on the coping so that my tail wouldn't skip.
That's okay.
Yeah, but he did it in the days of pool coping.
Yeah.
And this coping is not tail tap friendly.
I did it up an extension. So cool, it was easy. It made more sense because you fast plan and you go up and then you don't drop as hard.
The grip tape's not cheating. It's okay.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah.
We used to put grip tape on the bottom of our mega boards so we could grab and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Like grip grip?
We would wear gloves.
Yeah.
Our hands
frazzled.
Yeah.
And then the gloves are just slippery.
Do you change your board yet for all different skating? Like, because I remember at Mega Ramp you were.
No, I just use the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, I just tighten the trucks.
You do tighten the trucks.
Yeah, okay. I do tighten the trucks, which destroys my bushings, but.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
But
yeah, I feel like if you tighten your trucks from Mega, there's no coming back from that and making the board feel the way it did.
That's what happens. I'll go skate Elliot's and I'll crank it all the way down pretty much. And then I'll go and skate Park and it's twice as loose as it was before.
Yeah.
Just because it squishes down and then it doesn't really.
So does that mean you put new bushings in?
No, I'm pretty lazy with my board maintenance.
I sense that.
Yeah.
When he was at Mega Ramp at Elliot's, he was like, yeah, this is my park board and my vert board. I was like,
I think I've been skating the same deck for like a month now or something.
See, that's
a long time.
That's talent, you know?
I just like the way it feels after a while. Like,
I don't know. It's
the not fresh, it. New
it's
stuff.
Not what it is. Because sucks. You're very talented. Because I need new stuff. Or if I'm going to be good, I need new stuff. Actually, I haven't changed my board lately, but I also haven't skated that much. So I think that might be it. But I chew them up quick. So I think that's the difference. Yeah. If they get beat up.
That's a nice thing about vert, though. Your board will last.
Here it lasts long.
Yeah.
But it depends where you go.
Yeah.
But this is a nice ramp. It's got nice, it's a nice area on the outside. It's got like the foam little thing. If it hits stuff,
it's very pristine.
It's gentle.
It's gentle.
Mega Ramp is not gentle.
No.
Mega Ramp rips everything apart.
Did you skate the Point X one?
I love how you don't know that I was the second person to jump the Mega Ramp.
I know.
No, you don't.
I know that now.
Well, you just asked me if I rode. Get me started. What do you mean get,
no,
don't
I know,
get me started?
I know that now.
Back off, Birdman.
I said that to you at Elliot's.
Yeah. Have you skated Mega Ramp before? And I was like, bitch, have I?
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. Is what you should be saying.
Triggered.
I'm the second person to jump the gap ever of all time.
I didn't know that then. But then I said that. And I think my mom watches your podcast or something. And she showed me the clip explaining it. And now
I don't know how to take that.
Learned, though.
I'm kind of pumped, but I'm also like, God damn, his mom knows because I'm old. But yeah, fair enough. I'll take it, whatever. So yeah. I did jump Point X. This guy. Point X. Destroyed Point X.
The point I was getting to.
Yeah. What point?
Point X looked pretty crusty compared to like.
Yeah. Well, start, it was good. But then when it became like we all just started skating it and then Vert Dude started showing up and there was sessions, there was a time where Danny was, you know, we had a team. DC was there and they would make sure it was good for Danny. And then when Danny had finished his video part, it was like a free for all.
Nails sticking up everywhere.
Yeah. Then it became kind of.
It was weird. There were, you know, did you go there?
No.
Oh, so there were 2x4s going up
you walked up.
The roll ends. So you had to walk on the side of the roll and up the 2x4s. And at some point there'd be 8 people all kind of waiting their turn.
In a line?
Staggered on the 2x4s.
Yes. Oh my God.
Because there's hardly any deck on top.
Dude.
So you gotta wait your turn.
If someone was scared up at the top, you were just kind of waiting for like a long
time. Yeah, and some people would hopscotch over you because some people didn't want to go. They're like, I don't know if I want to go.
That's how you know like who's going. That's kind of funny.
It was so
but
weird.
They shouldn't have been there.
yeah.
I jumped the big gap with just Danny and I because I was like, I want to jump the big gap. I've never done it. And he's like, let's go. I'll take you because I didn't want to go by myself because I trust that at this point, the only person that had jumped a big gap was him. And we went there and the big gap, no one had ridden it for a really long time. And it was really busted up. And the rain had happened on the flat of the kicker of it. And a bunch of dirt and sand had gone over the top of it. So he like dusted it off, but it was still like, there was pieces of gravel on it and stuff. And he wasn't skating. So he was like, it looks pretty slow, so I'd probably pump fully pump. And I'm like, probably? It's 70 foot to the other side, dude. And he's like, yeah, I'd probably fully pump, like just to make sure. You never know. And I'm up there on the top, and it's just me and Danny, and he's, you know, because Danny's just like, dude, you got this. And I'm like, you don't care, you know, like I'm sure you're saying that I've got this, but I've also done tricks before where he said, you've got this, and then I made it. And he's like, dude, I thought you had no chance. I was like, you told me I had it. He's like, yeah, I was trying to pump you up. Like, so I knew that about him. But when I jumped it, it was so, like, when I was on the top of the roll-in, the rails were like, what, like the handrails where you hold,
they so that
like
thing was like really falling apart, huh?
Yeah,
and it made like a weird crinky sound as I went off the top, like it was like, and I was like, is this gonna fall as I go down it? Like, it was the scariest thing I've ever done.
Did you
like,
make it,
I jumped over the gap, and because it was so crap, I pumped as hard as I could, and I did the, you know, when you do the coffin run, because you're gonna rip your own ass off on the bump. And I barely made it over the gap. And he's like, right, this thing's a piece of shit now. Like, you fully pumped? And I'm like, yeah, I fully pumped.
So, yeah, I don't like that big gap. I don't like that ramp.
No, I never liked the big gap. It sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different it's a different beast.
And
yeah.
then it sends you at least 20 to 30 feet.
Yeah, the lowest pipe, you're going is 20 feet on a quarter pipe.
Okay, so what – okay, let's get back to your skate invert. You're spinning – learning tricks pretty quickly, and then you started skating Mega right when that movement was happening.
My first experience on Mega, I was like nine. I think I was like nine. This was a horrible idea. I don't know who let me really do this, but Bob, somehow I got in contact with him, and he was like, he saw that I could skate vert, and he was like, you should come try the Mega. And I was like, okay.
Bob's a sadistic son of a bitch.
Yeah, nine. I was 9 years old.
You're nine. You should come to the Mega Ramp, nine-year-old.
So then my dad drove me down.
Pad.
He seems like a nice guy, right?
Yeah. I didn't know. I was nine. My dad drove me down to Vista. We went and looked at the ramp for an hour before I like finally put my pads on.
Yeah.
And then I skated the quarter pipe for a while, just got used to it. And then I got up to the top, and I was standing there for another hour probably. Yeah. So scared, and Bob's standing right behind me, just like yelling in my ear. He's like, go, 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 go.
Yeah, because that
and
is.
And then eventually I was like, I have to go. He's like still saying it for like 2 minutes straight.
But he's just trying to help you.
I know.
Because you know, if you stay up, the longer you stay up there, the worse it gets.
But I was,
You were nine. In your defense, you were nine. I agree. But I'm trying to tell you, like, Bob, as sadistic as he sounds now. Him saying go, go, go was him trying to help you.
Yeah.
Because the longer you, because John Schultes, I'll never forget it. He stood there for way longer than an hour.
Yeah.
People were like, had a session and got back in the truck and he was still up there. And I was like, you know, you're jinxing yourself by being up here this long.
You got to go right
away. And then when he went, he did a backflip.
By accident.
I went eventually.
And?
I went, I dropped in. My truck was like sideways for some reason.
What?
So I immediately like got spun to my back, and then
down.
Yeah, I had like a chest protector thing on, and it like my whole shirt ripped because I hit a screw.
Wait, you got destroyed
first
drop
in ever? Yeah, nothing. I didn't even do anything.
Yeah,
the chest protector like ripped in half. My knee pad came off. I like cut my knee open.
Yeah, welcome to Bob's.
Yeah. A lot of screws.
Yeah.
It was the new Point X.
Yeah, Bob, great skateboarder, not the greatest tradesman that's ever lived.
And then I like just barely got down to the bottom with like I was missing a knee pad, my like back protector thing flew off.
Mega ramp, man.
And then my dad was at the bottom and I just looked at him, I was like, I don't want to do this. And he was like, yeah, let's leave. And
that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
But you didn't go into the gap into
No. I was just very slowly and sad
sliding
to the stop. Yeah. Down the thing.
Wow. Okay, so what was your first?
How long until you went back? Yeah.
So that was when I was nine. The first time I actually did it, I was like 12. And it was at Bob's.
Oh, you waited some years.
I was terrified of it. I was like, I'm never doing
it. Did you bring a screw gun with you?
No. But I had
to fix the ones that got you.
Jeff King was there fixing up the ramp all the time.
That helps.
And when I was like 10 or 11, he handed me a screw gun. I was like, go find screws, and if they're sticking up, just put them back in the ramp.
I have no interest in skateboarding anymore with this story. This is so bad.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
So you go and handle it yourself. Did you find ones that were sticking out?
Yeah, for sure.
How hard would that be?
Because now you know.
Just look at in a 5-foot radius.
None of them would screw. They're not going to screw back in because they're just all like rotted.
And also the
plies, just take them out and just
the plies
throw them.
Sometimes are ready to eat you.
Yeah, no, it was.
They're sticking all the way up.
It was like going over speed bumps on the way down.
Yeah.
So you made it over the gap.
Yeah, I did it when I was 12. Did the gap, did the quarter pipe.
How many shots until you rode away over the gap?
I don't... It was like 10 or something, probably.
Yeah, and then quarter pipe, shit hits the fan, right?
The quarter pipe was a little easier, actually.
Oh.
Because I was scared of the gap part. Because at Woodward, they had the one, like, with the filled-in gap.
Oh, there was a mini one.
No, the one at Woodward West.
But I thought they filled that in for you for the 1080. Is that correct?
No, no. So they built it, and it was like a regular mega ramp, but it just didn't have a gap in between the takeoff and the landing. There was just like a roller across the top.
Yeah.
So you could skate the quarter pipe and get used to it.
Wait, so you were worried about falling in the gap?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah.
But was that never a concern
with you?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah. My only fear was the quarter pipe. Still is.
Huh. Yeah, same.
No,
yeah.
Mine was the other way around.
No, the gap is like, the trajectory is going to take you over.
Yeah, my giant.
I got no problem. That. Yeah.
Someone told me that people were falling. I don't know. I think
one
I got a bunch of...
One person fell, and that was like recently, well, not recently, but like 4 years ago. Because Lizzie, that's the only person that's ever fallen.
No, other people have fallen in.
They did?
Yeah, at Bob's.
Yeah, into the net.
Yeah.
That net is... I mean, it's a generous term to call it a net.
It's
people didn't make it.
Crusty rope.
People didn't make it over the gap and fell in the...
Yeah, someone like splatted against the wall.
Back of the deck.
Yeah.
And that wall then, that he made is just full splat.
Yeah.
Central.
And people did that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So that was all I knew before I was trying it. So I was like, well...
That's a horrific slam.
And that guy weighed, you know, twice as much as I did when I was... 12, so
yeah,
my speed going down it probably wasn't that good.
Oh yeah, okay. I just realized being small, there is a chance you don't make it over the gap. Yeah, when you're 200 pounds, as long as you're still standing when you hit the kicker, you're going over the gap.
If there was,
it might be like, upside down, but you're going over
if there was a gust of wind, I probably wouldn't have made it.
Yeah,
just catch me.
Wow.
Did you have all the pads on for that one?
Yeah.
Did your pads, because I noticed that the better you are, the least amount of pads you have, you don't even wear.
Kind of. There's just like, there's Clay, who's insane, who would just wear knee pads and a helmet.
If that.
And like a.
Didn't he skate the Vert Attack with no pads?
Oh, yeah, he did that. But on Mega, he would just skate.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Knee pads and a helmet. And he would do 30 foot 540s.
The first time I skated Mega Ramp, which was, I was the second person to ever do it in the world. I had a basketball jersey on.
You didn't have a basketball jersey?
Yeah, because Danny didn't tell me anything. I had a normal board. After I burnt my arms and ribs and all my body from skating that day, he goes, you should probably get a Mega Ramp board. And I was like, what's a Mega Ramp board? He was like, look at this. I was like, dude, your trucks are huge. He's like,
the 215s.
Yeah, 215s. Yeah. And then a bigger wheelbase. And then that's when the next time I came, I had a motocross jersey on and like I had duct tape around my wrist keep my gloves on. I had no gloves. The very first time I went down it, he said something as I went down the roll in and I looked back and said, what? And then I remember looking back at the kicker and going, I hope whatever he said wasn't like really critical.
Urgent.
Yeah, like don't go or something or your wheels coming off or something. Like I just remember going, man, really? Because it was just like, duh, 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 duh. And I was like, what? Ah! And then off the gap. But yeah, the pad. I noticed that you guys don't have as much gear on.
No, I think we did. I think it was just.
What do you wear now when you're on Mega Ramp?
I haven't skated Mega Ramp in like...
Last time, was it the contest?
X Games, like 8 years ago or something.
Wait.
Probably.
Oh, so you don't count Elias? Oh,
Elias, no. I just wear knee pads and a helmet.
Because that's little.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that gap is what? 30?
25.
Oh, 25, is it?
Something like that.
That gap's 25. His quarter pipe's 20. You know why I know the quarter pipe size?
Yeah, why?
Because it's the quarter pipe from the Huck Jam.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the quarter pipe that we use that we used to put the Jeep on top of the bar. And that's our ramp.
Oh wow. Well, maybe don't.
18 foot transition.
You can do it.
I know, I just
can do it.
Yeah. Okay, wait,
I saw that.
It's not necessary.
All right. So I'm trying to get to the 1080 project. Okay. So you did your first 900 on that Malibu ramp?
No, I did my first 900 at the Woodward vert ramp onto the resi, if that counts. But the first one I did like on Woodward was on the Mega at Woodward.
So this is how I found out. I knew you did 900. I'm sure you were the youngest person to do it then. There were very few people doing.
I think so.
And then I just get this out of the blue text from Neil Hendricks, who was working at Woodward at the time. And he's like, check this out. Look, we just went down. And it's this dude coming down fakie, going over the roller.
Some leaked footage.
Yeah. Going over the roller.
Consent to him.
And then 1080.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I thought that the gap there always existed and there was no roller over it. So in my head, I was like, oh, they built him a roller so he could go over it fakie.
Kinda. They did, but there is no gap there. They just built like a.
Oh, so you don't have to jump.
Yeah.
They made it so you don't have to jump. Because
you still have to like
so
gap.
So they made like an arc you roller.
Gap up to it, yeah.
Okay, they understood. Built just like all right, that's where it is.
A better roller.
Right, so they designed the ramp so that he could just go fakie and roll over it instead of having to jump.
Oh, wow.
Because yeah. It's, you know, the thing is like that.
Yeah.
Right? But I was so hyped. And I'm just wondering how that project came to be. Because, I mean, I feel like so many people saw it after that.
It was
that.
Like very, it just like happened all of a sudden. I swear to God, like I told someone the idea randomly because I learned nines and then I started doing them pretty, not like easy, but I was doing them more. And then I was like, well, I mean, I'm pretty good at doing like fakie sevens. I feel like I could probably.
Did you spin them on something else first?
We had a trampoline at our house and I would somehow like spin them on. It doesn't make any sense. Really. It doesn't. My mom likes to think that that's why I landed it.
Yeah.
Because I would always spin like a bunch on the trampoline.
Yeah, but that's.
But it like, I don't think it helped. Really.
I get it. I
but yeah, like that's I what it. I would do. I would spin a bunch on my like trampoline that we had in our backyard and I would pretend to do like a 1080.
I used to do the trampoline
but
stuff.
But that day, were your those were your first attempts?
Yeah, that's the first time I tried it was that day.
And then
skateboarding doing a 1080.
Yeah.
Is that rolling into that quarter pipe?
Yeah.
Not on vert one time.
No, I've only tried one on vert, and I almost, like, shattered my kneecap.
You hit the coping?
Yeah, straight onto the coping at the Y back in the day. Tried one.
I mean,
horrible idea.
Well, air to fakie into that?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I remember I was 7 or something when Wait. Sean White was trying them.
Oh.
Yep.
And I was there. I watched that.
Yeah.
Trying them where?
At X Games.
Yeah, because he built his own ramp at a Hollywood studio lot. Back then, just for the sake of doing 1080s.
Wait, the thing that was on top of the, like, building?
It was kind of, it looked like it was on top of the building. It was between two studios, but it was kind of high.
I skated some ramp with him on top of some building.
I don't think
LA,
that was it.
Like, when I was...
No.
So how's the first attempt going?
So, yeah.
The first was fine. I didn't grab my board or anything. I just...
But you just span.
Span, yeah.
And so then, that's great news, right?
You're yeah. Like, I mean, news. I got around.
Dude, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Knee-sides are great.
I'm alive.
And then the second one was pretty much exactly like that. And then the third one, I actually grabbed it.
And held it on?
And like spun around kind of. And then the fourth one was the same thing. And then I think I did it like fifth try.
Which was, shut up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I hate you.
I didn't think that was going to work.
Yeah, I watched it. So like I said, I got the leaked footage. And then he comes up to the camera. He's like, did 1080.
I did 1080.
I was a little more excited than
no,
that.
No, but it was more like it was, but everyone felt the same way.
Yeah,
like, I guess
very,
I did it. I guess
I was very
happened.
Surprised that it worked.
Yeah.
So does that mean you have that unlocked? Cause it didn't seem five tries seems like it wasn't that difficult.
I don't know. I've only done like five really in
Can
my
you
whole.
Do them in your big body?
No, no chance. I don't think so.
If really?
Maybe that same exact setup was there. Maybe.
Hmm.
But you think it's harder now because you're taller.
I can't even grab mute anymore. It's like too
Dude,
far
what is
away.
That? I lost
like,
that too.
Yeah, I can't grab mute.
Is that because you've got more meat on
like
your legs or what happened?
Or something if I did another one.
Huh. Well, I lost it because I broke my leg, but
I don't know.
It makes me feel better that you can't do it anymore.
I cannot do a mute backside air, mute 5, kickflip mute, nothing. Doesn't
yeah,
work.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And that was your grab? 1080?
Mute, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did that one and then we went back the next day. Cause I was like, well, that was probably a fluke, like 5 tries. I don't know how the fuck that happened, but then I did it again, like kind of quick the next day too.
Yeah.
And then since then I've only done like 2 other ones. So,
well, I, there, I mean, that's some rare air. 1080s, that's only 4 people have done that. Is that right?
Yeah.
You, Guy, Mitchy, Jono.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it goes like the 900 crew is getting bigger. The 1080 crew stays the same. And then there's one dude that's beyond that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to dwell on spinning, but I know that 1080 clip went crazy viral.
Yeah, that was crazy for me. A lot of stuff happened because of that.
Do you think that inspired you to believe in yourself a little more to progress to the level you're at now?
If anything, it kind of helped me like change the way, because forever I was just known as like the kid that did 1080s. I'd go to a skate park and the biggest quarter pipe there would be 5 feet and some kid would be like, do a 1080. Oh,
join the club.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you know.
He gets cold, sure, twist on like curbs.
No, it was.
And I was like, this is annoying. Like
I was going to say, I would think that it has a negative effect because all the attention is on that. And it's like, well, when are you going to do the next one or the next 12?
Yeah.
The next stage of that. And I saw it in the years prior to that where you shifted your focus to more, not foundational tricks, but more tech lip tricks.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Not so spinny. And I'm sure in the end, you're better for it.
I think so. Yeah, I think it helped because forever I was just, it just pissed me off. Like that was all I was known for.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm just going to try and learn other like tech stuff on vert. And then that kind of started to happen. And
And then you, as the contests were happening, the Olympics were coming into play, and I felt like you were on this sort of, you were coming into your own as a skater and your style and your trick selection and everything else. But it has been crazy. Like he said, in the last just less than a year, you've taken your vert skating to this whole new level while trying to live in the Olympic realm.
Trying.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
He's going to do a video. He has some crazy ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got to get through the Olympics. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
But the Olympics now in Park, are you confident that you can still win or does it seem like it's harder now?
It's definitely harder now.
Harder because you got bigger and you ride vert too much or because
kids are insane.
There's new little kids that are making it.
They're insanely good.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Like, Every single person that's in a finals for a park contest could win. Which is not the same with, I think, any other. Well, street kind of could go both ways.
Yeah.
But like a vert contest, I feel like that you kind of know.
There's probably three that could take it.
But like in a park final, anybody could win, which is like, yeah.
Is it more consistency that wins it? Like, is it like your rides are all so difficult if anyone makes...
It's like everybody can do gnarly stuff, and if they all land their best runs, the judges are pretty fucked.
Right, because that's my next question. How is it with the judging? Do you feel like you guys are getting a fair shake?
A lot of people love to complain about judging, but I really think at the end of the day, they get it right most of the time.
Okay.
Like, you can kind of tell who won.
Right.
I think most of the time. There's definitely some shady moments.
Right.
Tate, it just happened, actually. He should have won that contest. See that?
No.
Dude.
It was crazy.
That was rough. That was so, I watched it live and I was just like, wait, are they going to, So the rule is if the buzzer hits and you're heading up a ramp, like upward, that wall counts.
Yes.
And he did the run he came to do, his best run.
Yeah.
Most likely was going to win.
For sure.
And at the end, I think his run, because he was going so fast, he kind of ended the run earlier than usual.
Yeah.
So he still had a second on the clock and he was going up just this little pyramid thing and he just kind of kicked it away. Like he wasn't even really trying because every other time he did it, his time was up.
Okay.
But he was already heading up that pyramid thing. So they counted it. As a bail.
But he didn't try to make it. He was bailing.
It was like in between.
It was kind of like a throwaway. His run was over. This wall doesn't matter. And then he realized as he was falling, he's like, wait, did they count that wall?
But he did the same run in the semis right before and he got like a 94.
Right.
But then with that bail, he got like an 82 or something.
Yeah. It was painful.
Very painful.
I mean, lesson learned.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, don't Don't ever think it's over. It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah. What about if he had kicked the board up into his hand and
anything? If he would have done a 5-0,
if he would have rolled over it to his knees,
he would have won.
He would have won for sure. But that was crazy.
I mean, I think
the judges should have.
It would be up to the judges. There were some other killer runs for sure.
No, yeah, everyone skated.
You still have like 2 more events, right, to qualify?
Yeah, the next 2 are like the really only important ones so far. Everything else has been worth like a certain amount of points, and the last 2 are worth like 5 times as much. So that's,
and it's weird because he's living, and I'm just sorry if I'm speaking for you, but he's living in this outer circle because he's not part of the USA skate team because he's not officially one of the selections.
Yeah,
why aren't you?
So he's on his own. So he's just on his
own. I kind of like it though. It's kind of nice.
Why aren't you in it?
Because they did like a national qualifying contest a year ago.
And you didn't go?
More than a year ago. No, I went. I just didn't do very good. So I just didn't get selected for it.
Right, but it's for the country, right?
Yeah.
Right. So they all have these resources. Their travel's paid for, everything else.
Yeah.
And Tom's like the lone wolf, just like, I'll show up.
It's kind of.
So, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, it's just it's the realm he lives in.
Zoom calls and stuff.
What place do you have to get to qualify?
I think they took the top 4 from that to like make the team.
No, I'm saying now to qualify. Oh,
the top 3. You have to be in the top 20 of everybody. But if there's more than 3 people from your country that are in the top 20,
yeah,
then it's just those top 3. So like there's like 6 Americans in the top 20 right now.
So you have to get 3rd or better.
Yeah.
In the next,
of the Americans.
Of the US.
In how many contests left?
2. There's 2.
No worries.
I'm in 4th right now. So we'll see though.
Yeah, but you got 2.
But everyone's like very close. And
yeah, but
when is the, wait, so, cause Vertilert's coming up.
Vertilert is coming up. I think it's like the weekend.
Oh, that's rough.
Before Budapest.
So maybe
it's in June, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
so maybe don't do that.
I mean,
he's going to be pissed.
See if it's after Budapest, that'd be sick.
Yeah. But you need to,
I don't remember.
You need to qualify.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry. I was thinking of the date. Cause we just said the date. I opened my phone and Jared sent a message to me just now, and it says, you got to get Tom to commit to the Vert Alert on the pod.
He was.
And we're just now talking about it.
He was trying to get me
and
to
agree. And I'm talking you out of it at the same time. That's really cool.
Yeah, he was trying to get me to agree.
I changed my mind, okay, dude. You should totally do the Vert Alert. Yeah, no, it's funny.
I'm torn because, of course, I want you to go and you would be a favorite, but I don't want to wreck any of your chances for qualifying. So it's. I understand. Look, you got to pass.
Well, we got to see.
You got to pass.
See. If like Shanghai goes extremely well and I'm like somehow looking okay on points.
Okay. So maybe, yeah. In Shanghai, if you get like, if you win or you get second, you're in.
Not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed.
A much better chance.
Yeah.
Can't they do some sort of, for the sake of the country, just have you in it?
They kind of can.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, he didn't qualify. And it's like, oh, he didn't qualify. It's like, yeah, but he's going to win the actual Olympics. So let's just put him on ice and bring him out when it's time to fight.
We had the first, we did that 80s all day contest at Quicksilver.
Yeah.
That was like 2000, I don't know, 10? 8 or something, 10, yeah. And it was like, everyone's supposed to, you know, it was all of these 80s vert skaters. They built an 80s size ramp. We all had to ride our OG equipment.
Yeah.
It was just a ridiculous thing, but Dave Carney was a judge.
Yeah.
And Christian bailed in his qualifying runs.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we need to get the top 10. And Dave's like, Christian goes to the finals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, well, he didn't score. He's like, he did now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm for
but
that.
But he's right. Of course, Christian goes to the finals.
It doesn't make sense.
They should let that happen for some people.
Right. And for you should be in the Olympics. Yeah. You should be chilling right now.
Like him and then if Jimmy just kind of on a whim, yeah, maybe I'll skate the Olympics. He's in.
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking about, it's not about Tom, it's about America. You know?
Well, for when it comes to the U.S. next, I think they get to have like an honorary extra person that gets to go.
Well, then that's you.
Because when it was in Japan, they had, what's his name? The snowboarder who's insane. But he got to
Japanese
skate.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He got to skate in the park contest as like the representing the home country.
Right.
So maybe that works for the next one.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I mean, you should talk to the president or something about that. That's ridiculous. Joe Biden
go all the way to the top.
You can actually just walk in.
What do I got to do?
I don't even know. Well, like mafia, that. Like, what?
I don't think it's a good idea. It'd
be a real shame if we didn't see Tom in the Olympics.
Right.
It'd be a real shame if this whole building burned down.
Yeah, would be.
Organization.
Yeah. I'm not saying anyone's going to get
got
hurt.
Got broken up or got sued or got investigated. It'd be real shame. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. For the sake of America.
Now I'm definitely not going.
I'm going to go with like a Budweiser Balaclava or something and be like, America, let me get this done. It needs to be in there. Don't make me wreck shop.
If I don't make it, the people that are representing it right now,
I'm going to boycott the Olympics if you don't make it.
They're very sick, though. So,
shut up.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
No Olympics. What?
Dude, yeah. I mean,
the people that are in the top three are they're very good and they represent skating in a good way. So,
yeah, okay. Olympian athlete angle. I get it.
Sorry, should I be more of a
Tate's in there? I'm not
saying Tate's bad. I'm just
saying.
Tate's
going to win the whole damn thing.
I believe Tate will do very well.
Yeah.
Well, that was very diplomatic of you, too.
No, I did. Hold on.
I'm shot for America.
I texted. Hold on. I was watching a qualifying run like 2 years ago. And it was some Gregson footage, you know, he's there, whatever, some story. And I just wrote Tate Paris 2024. And he's like, what? I'm like, just wait.
Right.
And here we are.
Yeah. It's you see in. Things.
What's that?
You see things, Tony.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. I think he'll do well.
Yeah. Do you think?
I hope Tom qualifies. And I think Tom will do well if he qualifies.
Do you think, do you hope or do you see it?
What's that?
Do you hope or do you see it?
It's
use
hard
your vision.
It's hard to see with his lack of confidence in the park stuff.
Use your whole guy.
I know.
And see it. Wait,
if he were like,
wait, you got a lack of.
No, I just
snap
just
out of it, dude.
Small quarter America. Pipes.
Think of your country,
little trannies,
America.
I know.
I mean, I it's
where were you born?
I think it's more because I feel your pain, Tom. That's why I feel your pain.
Yeah.
In the park skating, because I have to do my own versions of park skating sometimes. I'm like, cool. Here comes a body jar, everyone.
Yeah, I just can't.
And a tail slide.
Tom Shaw landed the free. That's all I'm saying. Give him the goddamn, put him in.
That's it.
Give him the bib. Let's
go.
Well,
if the rumors about Vert being in it are true, that'll be.
I'm trying. I'm doing everything.
How many Australians are good these days?
A lot.
A lot.
I'll forget that then.
A lot.
Just saying I could be back.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
Good. You might
American.
Have to,
dude.
Might have to Tanya Harding a couple.
You
guys
skate one of those park courses.
No, I don't want to.
It will be torture for you.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm good. But I could be there as I could like break people's legs in
the
locker room.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
Tanya Harding.
I could hurt Tanya Harding shit. Yeah,
could work.
I got a sweet leg kick. You ain't good as shit with
use
one
your
of my
strengths.
Leg kicks.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, but you're going to do that on behalf of Australia?
Yeah, I know.
That means you would be hurting Tom.
I'm perplexed. I really like America.
And I take issue with that.
I think I might kick an Australian at this point. Nah, okay. I'm cool with like America gold, Australia silver. Like,
yeah, Keegan won last year.
I'll kick
you
a French
got,
kid or something.
What
you
do
know?
You... What do you see? Okay, I'm so over the Olympic talk. What do you see beyond the Olympics?
I really just want to not worry about doing contests for a while and just film a lot of stuff. Like me and Chris are trying to work on a lot of different things.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
He told me some stuff. He told me stuff he wants to do. It's next level.
Furthering the sport. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Something I don't know. I just want to
furthering our appreciation for him. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to follow that lead because it's going to be gnarly.
Dude, the little kids from Japan that skate vert, all learn a trick, and the next day, every time
they all do
see,
it.
Yeah,
and they
insane.
Do it twice in a row.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh wow,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, that's awesome because you know we are talking about Olympics, but skateboarding is global. I don't really care what country you come from. If you're rad, you're rad.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And if people can progress and I come to a ramp one day and there's a bunch of dudes I don't know doing stuff I'd never seen before, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just happy for us.
Agreed.
It is sick.
Well, Tom, thanks for sharing your story. Thank you for your skills.
Yeah.
Thank you for
you guys.
Showing us what is possible.
America
thanks
you,
we
obviously.
Love.
Just trying to skate vert, having fun. It's been a lot of fun. I haven't had this much fun skating since I was like a kid.
It shows, dude.
I'm really liking
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're on fire.
And it was so fun having you on that trip to Australia. It's just the ATV of all ATVs.
Thank you.
Yep.
The trip was fun.
Good all right, stuff. Tom, good luck in the next one.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on the slopes.
I'll be out there.
Well, I can describe back. Assholes. What's up?
Why are they...
I mean, like, and describe great people of this world. What the fuck, dude? Let me go.
Okay, bye.
People know.
Thank
asshole.
You, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
To everyone out there, we love you. Thanks for watching our show. Thanks for subscribing, liking, commenting.
I love everybody, man. God.
They are the ones that are allowing us to do this for a living.
I'm very grateful.
All right.
God.
That's more like it. See ya.